Florence made landfall not far from Wilmington, North Carolina. Some people there decided to stay put in their homes and shelters waiting for the storm to pass. NPR's Greg Allen is there, and he has this report.
Castle Hayne is a low-lying community on the Cape Fear River. Throughout the area, streams swollen from the rain are outside of their banks, and the Cape Fear River is expected soon to be at flood stage. To get to Michelle Mullins' home, you have to wade through water shin deep. She says it flooded last night after hours of rain.
When the rain started coming in, we knew right away, and we have some pumps around our house, but they couldn't stay up with them.
Sandbags all around too, I see.
Yeah, all the way around. Yeah, we put extra and we put plywood in the doors, and then it just, we couldn't stop it. When it came in full force.
Castle Hayne is just 10 miles outside of Wilmington, a rural community of modest homes, many of them older. This is the third time since the Mullinses have owned the home that they've been flooded out. Mullins says they had flood insurance, but dropped it last year after Hurricane Matthew when their rates soared. Now after Hurricane Florence, she says they're leaving.
My husband was born and raised in this house. His parents have lived here since the late 50s, and they were flooded years ago. But believe it or not, we built up the property. This has all been built up.
Yeah.
But it didn't save it. But we won't do it again.
Not far away in Castle Hayne, the Northside Mobile Home Park so far has largely escaped flooding, but it's in bad shape.
One of the neighbors, the tree went right through the front of their house. It smashed.
Kelly Floyd evacuated with her kids before the storm. She was back there today to check on her trailer and the neighborhood. She says her home's okay, but others weren't as lucky.
The owner of this property just put a new trailer in up there. There's a tree laying on it. There's trees down everywhere. Nobody has power. There's power lines down all in the front. The front entrance to this is flooded and covered with trees and power lines, so you can't even get in the front entrance. So we're all stuck. Half the people can't get out. Other people can't get in. It's going to be a long road.
Juan Diaz lives in a home that now looks like it's sitting in the middle of a lake. Although the water has risen, so far the inside of his house has stayed dry.
So it goes in the ground pretty fast, but, you know, it went like another probably 6 inches higher, so it was close, really close to the house too.
Diaz is there with his extended family, including several children. For the kids playing outside, splashing in puddles with their cousins, it's a party. Diaz says they have plenty of food and drinking water. Like everyone, now he's just waiting and hoping for the power to come back. When the hurricane hit, it was scary, but he says everyone's safe, which is the important thing.
We lost that tree there, and we lost another one over there, so we got a lot of trees that are lost. But we're in the landscape business, so we're going to clean it up pretty quick. As soon as it dries up a little bit, we're going to get the changes going and clean it up.
County officials here say teams are already out clearing roads of downed trees. That workforce will be doubled, they say, when power restoration crews arrive. They've been pre-positioned throughout the area, but are waiting for the winds to die down before they can get to work and put the lights back on. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wilmington, North Carolina.